Here to provide us with some insight is Dr. Christina Watts, Program Lead for the Tobacco Control Policy for Cancer Council New South Wales. My apology, Christina, I stumbled over that a little bit there.
Oh, that's all right, Jared. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, it's my pleasure. So first off, we may commonly see vaping in a lot of American pop culture. How big is vaping these days, though, in Australia?
Yeah, so vaping is increasing in popularity within Australia. It is particularly a concern as we are seeing it growing in use among young people, particularly non-smokers. So it is a concern. But in regards to pop culture, as many people are aware, a lot of the content that we are watching on Netflix and on Disney and the vast majority of streaming services is coming from the US. And so sort of a lot of our tobacco advertising and promotion laws that apply to Australia that may prohibit vaping depictions that are sponsored, these don't apply to the US. So we are able to still see an increasing use of vaping and different product depictions across our media streams.
Is there the element there that, I don't know, similar to a couple of generations ago where you think, or is that like, I don't know, my parents' generation and such, they would have seen Humphrey Bogart on the screen having a cigarette, James Dean, maybe even like Debbie Harry on stage with Blondie having a cigarette. And does it romanticise it? Is it there an element there where you think, oh man, that's just so cool, so you want to do it whether you're 14, 15, impressionable? Or would you hope now with all the information that's there surrounding how bad cigarettes vaping is for you that it might, I don't know, it might stop some kids that would have done it otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, we did see decades of tobacco industry sponsorship in movies, as you've just described. In fact, the tobacco industry spent close to $5 million across the 70s and 90s on Hollywood product placement. So it was a massive concern.
Right, yeah.
In regards to vaping, we are sort of seeing a bit of a mix in the way that it's been depicted in films. Some of your listeners may have watched Mayor of Easttown, the recent Kate Winslet drama that is streamed on Binge. And she uses vaping products throughout, but it's not quite as glamorized as it was, as tobacco was in the past. It's sort of a more, I guess, gritty activity, and
yes,
it's sort of more associated with high stress scenes. But nonetheless, there have been some research that has been done in the past on tobacco and, you know, the impact that may have on youth smoking. And even if the imagery may not be overtly pro-smoking, it does have an influence on young people. And so it could be that even if vaping isn't shown to be as glamorous, it can have an impact upon young people and whether or not they take up e-cigarettes or even just their views on e-cigarettes as well.
Sure. Irrespective of health concerns, because as far as I'm aware, correct me if I'm wrong, the jury is out as to how bad vaping is for you relative to smoking. Mm-hmm. But at least in the public consciousness, is the idea there, the understanding there, especially within young people, that vaping is the better option or the lesser of two evils there if you're going to do one or the other?
I guess, yeah, there is, I mean, a lot of discussion around the safety of e-cigarettes. But I think the real issue here is that we really, no matter, you know, how dangerous e-cigarettes are compared to cigarettes, which we have to realise cigarettes are the most lethal product available on the market. And so any sort of comparison, you know, it's always going up against the most lethal product. So irrespective of that, it's really important to note that, you know, depictions of vaping on screen really shouldn't be shown to across, you know, the vast media landscape. E-cigarettes are sort of, by the vaping industry, are marketed, well, they're marketed to young people, but on the surface they say that it's only for smokers trying to quit, whereas we are seeing the marketing sort of being distributed across sort of mass media where non-smokers can view the content as well, which is the real concern.
Sure. When we've said young people throughout this, are we talking 18 to 29-year-olds, 35-year-olds, or are we talking about like teenagers, younger kids, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, something like that?
I think both. Definitely we're we don't have the evidence at this stage in Australia of what the current rates are of e-cigarette use among younger people under the age of 18. This is a growing area of concern, and lots of research is happening right now. But we are seeing growing rates of e-cigarette use among 16 to 24-year-olds. I think the real issue is particularly those people who are non-smokers. So a lot of these young people have never used tobacco before. We've got the lowest rates of smoking among young people under 18 that we've ever seen before. But now we're getting growing reports of use of e-cigarettes in schools, and that can potentially lead to tobacco smoking down the track.
Are the waters somewhat muddied in terms of advertising approaches from the government that say don't do this, or, I don't know, any other restrictive measures that you might see, whether it be in media and such? Because by the book, a lot of these disposable e-cigarettes, these vape products that you can just buy, they're technically illegal to sell. So everyone knows that it's kind of happening. Everyone knows they're being bought and that they're being sold. But by virtue of that, does that mean the government, I don't know, has their hands tied a little bit as to advertising restrictive measures, or rather, I've said that quite poorly, but kind of making similar ad campaigns that I would have seen growing up about smoking and stopping and all that kind of stuff? Is there, I don't know, some trouble there for the government because everyone knows it's happening, but it's technically not legal?
Yeah, it is a very complex regulatory environment because, as you said, nicotine e-cigarettes are not legal, but they are being sold from various different retailers. And we know that young kids under the age of 18 are getting their hands on these products through different convenience stores, especially in New South Wales. New South Wales Health has released data on the excessive amount of illegal e-cigarettes that they've seized from retailers. So there really does need to be a government response across the Federation, but involving state and territory governments as well, to address this problem at the supply, to really just ensure that these products are not getting into the hands of young people.
Sure thing. Fingers crossed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Christina. I do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jared.
Cheers. Have a good day. That was Dr. Christina Watts, Program Lead for Tobacco Control Policy for the Cancer Council of New South Wales, talking to us about the comparison between vaping, e-cigarettes and smoking in media depictions and their impacts on the public and even your health. If you or someone you know is trying to quit, they're struggling with smoking, vaping, addiction, you can head to icanquit.com.au or dial 13 7848.